Getting back to business. China's economy is rebounding after 3 years of widespread COVID-19 curbs. First quarter GDP grew 4.5%, beating analysts' expectations. The jump was driven by a surge in consumer spending.
During the pandemic, it hasn't been easy to go shopping either in stores or online. But this year, people can once again go out anytime with no more lockdowns, so life is much more convenient.
I just found a new job, so now I can make money again. My life is slowly getting back to normal.
It's not full speed ahead just yet, though. Factory output was slower than expected, property investment contracted, and unemployment among young people surged to a near record high.
The government is forecasting that growth will accelerate in the next 3 months, but officials say the foundation for a rebound is not yet solid. They say there are still concerns over domestic demand and what they're calling a complicated international environment.
Economists say one of those complications is China's relationship with the rest of the world.
China wants to do this transition into this innovation-based model, more automation and using more industrial robots. And that requires a significant import of chips and other high-tech products. And China and US relation isn't getting better anytime soon. And more export ban will pose significant pressure for Chinese manufacturing in general.
Geopolitical concern has prompted Apple to reduce its reliance on Chinese manufacturing this year. It's accelerating operations in India instead. Analysts say many companies are looking to diversify their supply chains, but few are ready to ditch China entirely.
It's more of a case of, Western companies and institutions hedging their bets by increasing exposure and sourcing from other regions, rather than a sudden or a cross-border exit from China, because if companies want to take a look at their balance sheet and their sources of income, really producing from China and selling to China is still a very attractive prospect.
The International Monetary Fund says China will be the top contributor to global growth in the next 5 years. It expects China to account for more than a fifth of worldwide GDP. That's double the contribution from the United States. The IMF's global economic outlook is the weakest in 30 years. It's urging countries to avoid political confrontation and focus on economic cooperation instead. Richard Kimber, Al Jazeera, Hong Kong.